This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Three people die as house collapses in the Jumla district. Election for the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives is being held today, and India starts giving free COVID booster jabs. Now the news in detail. In a meeting held today at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar, the ruling coalition has agreed to the amendment of the Act related to transitional justice. The coordinator of the five-party coalition coordination committee, Ramchandra Paudel, informed that the agreement was reached in the meeting and said that the law amendment bill related to transitional justice will be presented in the House of Representatives meeting held today. Chairman of the CPN Maoist Centre, Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda, has said that his visit to India is a political and goodwill visit. Talking to media persons at Tribhuvan International Airport before leaving for India today, Chairman Prasanda said that his visit is meaningful for Nepal and the alliance. Chairman Prasanda also informed that discussions were held with Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba this morning and Foreign Minister Naren Khadka earlier this morning. He said he is clear on a balanced foreign policy with neighboring countries and would visit China after returning from India. Three persons of a single house died after a house of Bhitrikhola Hydropower Project in Himarul Municipality 1 collapsed at around 2:30 a.m. in the morning. Information officer of District Police Office Bhuvan Bhatta said the house of the Hydropower Project located at Acharya Lihi collapsed, killing 30-year-old Bimala Rawat and her two sons. It is said that Bimala's husband Gorakh Bahadur Rawat is working as a security person in the hydropower project, and all the family members were sleeping in the same house there. According to Bhatta, police from the Barka police post noticed the disaster while visiting the powerhouse to confirm why there was power disruption during the night time. Police say the dead bodies are being sent to Karnali Academy of Health Sciences. The election for the post of a Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives is being held today. Whip of the Nepali Congress Puspa Basal Gautam and CPNUML lawmaker Vidya Bhattrai have given their candidacies. The Government of India has provided disaster relief material to Nepal today. Ambassador of India to Nepal, Navin Srivastav, handed over consignments of flood and disaster relief material to Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khat in a ceremony held at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Singhadarbar. During the ceremony, Home Minister Khat thanked the Indian government for the relief material, saying that Nepal and India enjoy people-to-people relations. Besides the government, government relations, Minister Khat said Nepal is always ready to further expand such relations between the two countries. On the occasion, he appreciated ongoing disaster relief-related cooperation between Nepal and India and hoped for continued support from the Indian government in the future as well. Normal life in the Mahottari district has been affected due to the scorching heat since there was no rain for the past 2 weeks. The maximum temperature in Mahottari district is recorded as high as 38 degrees Celsius in recent days. With the rise in temperature, the number of patients in the district has gone up, the health workers said. Jaleswar Provincial Hospital Dr. Pradeep Kumar Saha said the number of patients visiting the hospital has increased on daily basis after the excessive heat. Meanwhile, the incidents of snake bite have also increased in Mahottari due to scorching heat. This week, two persons died of snake bite on their way to the hospitals. The weather across the nation will remain partly to generally cloudy, with chances of light to moderate rainfall in most parts of the country next week. Issuing a weekly weather forecast, the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology said that the sky in the mountainous region will witness generally to fully cloudy, while partly to generally cloudy weather has been forecast in the remaining regions. Similarly, light to moderate rainfall is likely to take place in most parts of the country. According to department, there is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall in some places of mountainous and hilly areas and at a few places of Tarai in the beginning and towards the midweek. According to department, heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning has been forecast at a few places in hilly areas of Province 1, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpasim provinces and at one or two places of Tarai areas at the end of the week. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. India has started giving free booster doses to all adults from today. The drive will last 75 days to mark the 75th anniversary of the country's independence on the 15th of August. Until now, only frontline workers, health workers and people above 60 years were eligible for free booster doses. Others had to pay for it. The move comes days after India caught the gap between the second and third doses of the vaccine to 6 months from 9. The announcement is expected to expand coverage of the booster dose or precaution dose as India calls it in the country. The Hindustan Times newspaper reported on Thursday that 92% of Indians who were eligible for a booster dose haven't taken it yet. U.S. President Joe Biden will travel to Saudi Arabia on Friday ahead of his controversial summit with the country's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Biden will meet both the prince and his father, King Salman. 2 years ago, he had pledged to make Saudi Arabia a pariah over the 2018 murder of writer Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents. The prince denies involvement, but U.S. intelligence concluded he approved it. Topics of discussion for the leaders will include energy supply, human rights, and security cooperation. The U.S. is expected to push Saudi officials to commit to increasing production. Sri Lanka's parliament has accepted ousted Prime President Gotabaya Rajapakse's resignation, ending rule by a family that wielded power for nearly 20 years. Rajapakse quit after fleeing to Singapore amid mass protests over his mismanagement of the economy. Sri Lanka is in the grip of economic chaos as it faces an acute shortage of food, fuel and other basic supplies. Rajapakse's resignation paves the way for the country to begin the process of electing a new president. Sri Lanka's Speaker of Parliament Mahinda Yapa Abewardana said on Friday that he accepted Rajapakse's resignation, which he received late on Thursday. He has called for Parliament to convene on Saturday to start the process of electing a new leader. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Three people die as house collapses in the Jumla district. Election for the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives is being held today and India starts giving free COVID booster jabs. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.